I greet you in the name of Jesus, which is the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Don't you love that name? I have found out a long time ago that there's a lot of things I can do, but preaching is not one of them. Every time I stand up, I still have to have God's help. And I suppose that no one's more keenly aware of that than the ministers of the gospel. So I would appreciate if you would go with me tonight to the throne of God, asking God's blessing upon the remainder of this service. Ask for a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost upon my lips and upon our ears. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, asking you, O God, to be pleased to meet with us here. My God, if I've ever needed you before, I need you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Blessed be your name, oh my God. How glorious and wonderful you are. I found out that it's not by might nor by power, but it's still by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I have been thrilled with the presence of God that we have felt in this conference, the preaching that we have heard, and the presence of God that we have felt here tonight. Thank God for the good worship. I want to thank Brother Garrett for the Bible study. I don't believe he ever did better. Last night was the best I ever heard Brother Coon do. Amen. And I thank God for Brother Evans' message on being holy. He forevermore rung the bell. Brother Wade just set us up on high, as he always does, and I thank God for the wonderful presence that we felt. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, first thing I have to do is forget about you. And that's not easy. You know what I mean? You don't understand what I'm doing right now, but you will later. You let Jesse rob this train right now, okay? Let me say this, that if I do good tonight, my telephone number is area code 219. If I don't do good, please don't stand in front of this door, because that one's mine. I'll see y'all in August, all right? I almost have to psych myself when it comes to preaching to preachers and just go ahead and act like I'm having church and preaching to the home folks. This kind of looks like Thursday night Bible study with about 300 more people thrown in. So I would like to say we're glad for our visitors tonight. Appreciate you coming and being with us. I may not preach tonight like you want me to preach, but all I ask is for the liberty to be myself. I'm walking under the shadow of Carl Ballastero, and I'll never be able to preach like him. But just let me be myself. I've been in the creek 6 or 7 times this meeting, getting my hat back. And I've still stuck and still shouted hallelujah and felt good. So surely you can be through one trip to the creek. I may shock you tonight. I may stun you. You may be rocked back on your heels for the first 20 minutes. I don't know. But you'll recover. You'll recover. Trust me, I'm here for one purpose tonight, and that's to see that the devil gets a black eye. I hate the devil with every bone and every fiber in my body. I know what it's like to be fought by Satan, and I know what it's like to win some rounds. I even know what it's like to lose one or two. But if there was ever an hour in which I can appreciate the victory that God gives His people, it's now. Amen. I'll be all right directly. Praise God. I have been a believer of the school that when we come to church that we do our best to give the devil a black eye. Not meaning we have to stand on our head and spin like a top every night. But I'm sick and tired of the inroads that the devil makes in lives of people who need to be making more progress than what they are, but continually fall victim to the same problems over and over and over again. I understand we have a lot of preachers here, so I'm not even qualified to preach to preachers. I'm just preaching to saints. If you happen to be a saint or have been a saint, maybe I can talk to you for a little while too. Maybe I'm intimidated by the fact tonight there's about 7 or 8 people sitting in the audience that have heard already what I'm fixing to preach, but there's about 400 or so others that haven't. So the rest of you can go to the Dairy Queen while we, the rest of us, have church. If heaven can rejoice over one lost sinner that repented, then I believe that hell can rejoice when the church of God has problems. If God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, I also believe that Satan is a rewarder. So I invite you tonight to go with me to hell. And I would like to take you into a special banquet room in hell. And allow you with me to attend an awards ceremony in the pits of hell, awarding all of the imps that have been successful in their labor against the apostolic church, thanking them for the detriment that they have been to the work of God, complimenting them on the hindrance they have been to your spiritual growth. Let me tell you, this is a real battle. And God meant for us to have church in spite of the devil. I'll go ahead and give you a clue right now. If you ever have church, you'll do it in spite of the devil. You don't have church accidentally. Oh, there might be one or two times you come to church and all heaven just opens up. But men everywhere have had to press their way in. Folks have had to learn what it's like to get a hold of God and press and fight their way in. It ought to make you mad and angry when you see what the devil does to godly people and sweet men and women who want to live for God. But you'll never defeat the devil till you get mad enough to do something about it. You'll sit back and fold your arms and allow the devil to wreak havoc in your home and in your life and in your church until you get so mad you roll up your sleeves and say, "Devil, I hate you." I plan to play a double role tonight. It's popular nowadays. Actors are playing dual role in the same film. I plan to play the devil's advocate for the first half of this message. And the last half of this message, I'm just going to depend on the Lord for help. You know what I mean? The devil has asked me to be the MC tonight. at the rewards ceremony in hell. And to, I won't even ask you to, yeah, I will, I'll ask you to stand. The Bible is the holy word of God. Psalms chapter 91, verse number 8. The scripture I'm reading, I'm taking out of context and twisting around. The devil can do that. The devil can do that, and so since I'm helping the devil out here tonight, I'm going to do it. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. My subject tonight is simply this. Satan is proud of you. There have been some invitations sent out to some of the prize and prime imps in the kingdom of hell. They have been invited to attend this ceremony tonight. While you are being seated, I'd like to invite them to come to the platform. Just make your way on up here right now and stand right behind me on the platform here. I made up my mind, if I make a mess of this, we're all going to go down together. These spirits are here because Satan is proud of them. Now, they're here tonight to receive their rewards. Unlike all the ones that they have worked on already, they have already gone on to receive their reward. Esau's gotten his. Cain's already gone to his reward. The devil's rewarded him beautifully. Saul has his reward, and Gehazi has already received his. Demas got his, and Judas got his, and Ananias and Sapphira got theirs. Boy, you guys did it to them, didn't you? I mean, you pulled it over their eyes. Alexander the coppersmith did much harm to the work of God. Oh, that's a praise the devil. That's a wonderful thing. Jezebel, she was a hussy. You all did your... She received her reward. I want you to know it is a miracle what you all have done in the kingdom of God. I tell you, the people of God, I don't care how many folks get out there, you're stronger than they are. You have more power than they have. You're able to overcome them. You have given them fits all of their life. Every time they come to service, they've got to get over you. Hell yes, and we ought to rejoice about it. Make, yeah, have some noise makers and be thrilled about what you have. Oh yes, we're having a party here in hell tonight. All of the imps are rejoicing because they have more power than you. Because they keep you from victory. Look at them. See, they don't even know what to think about it. They can't even ride over your spirit here tonight. Oh, you have them bound here tonight is right. I tell you, you've done such an excellent job that it is time now to reward you for the damage you have done in Pentecostal churches across the country. They have suffered for generations because of your effectiveness in the house of God. Men's lives have crumbled to the ruins because you know how to buckle them in the knees and cause them to fall. Satan is proud of you. We're waiting tonight for the devil to come. He will be here shortly. And as soon as the devil arrives, we'll be able to start the award ceremony. We'll be able to go ahead with the presentations here that we have prepared to give to you. And I want every one of you to know that speaking for the devil, that he is proud of you. Satan, we're waiting for you to come tonight. Oh, there he is. Oh, praise the devil. There he is. Oh, wonderful. My friend, we're glad. Oh, we miss you. You're doing an excellent job. Your children are just lovely and beautiful. You are to be commended for the work that you do. Let's give the devil a big hand. We have some certificates of award to pass out here tonight. And the first certificate of award goes to the lovely creature, Condemnation. Condemnation, I want you to know we are proud of you, young fellow. You have done your job well. Let's give Condemnation a big hand. Oh, yes. Condemnation.
condemnation. Listen to me while I tell you what all he's done. You have reminded them of their past. Every time they got down to pray and talk to their God, you reminded them what a dirty, low-down sinner they were. You kept them from getting victory. You kept them from the touch of God. You kept them from enjoying joy in their soul. I want you to know, condemnation, the devil's proud of you. You've made them believe that grace is only for the Baptist church. You have them deprived of God's joy. You've kept them from making progress. Condemnation, Satan is proud of you. Do you have anything, condemnation, that you would like to say? Let us know what your motto is. Give us your theme, your thesis that you go by.
You're a sinner. You're no saint. You're not saved. You know you ain't.
Ah! Yay! Receive your reward! It's head for condemnation.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the next darling of our work here, and that is the creature called unbelief. We have an award for you, a certificate of award, unbelief. Oh, yay! Let's hear the horns for unbelief. Unbelief, congratulations. According to your list here of accreditations, you have kept John from being healed. You have kept Bill from receiving the Holy Ghost. You've kept Judy from getting victory. You've kept Frank from receiving the Word of God as it was preached. Ah, condemnation, you're doing your homework. You have affected each life in some way at some time. Condemnation, I want you to know that you have done your job. You've made them believe that God can, but they don't believe God will. Hallelujah. You've made them believe that revival can't happen in holiness churches. You've made them believe that revival's only in worldly areas. It couldn't happen in a holiness church if they only knew. Congratulations, unbelief. Satan is proud of you. Do you have a word you'd like to say?
It's not for you, my little brother. He'll pass you by, and he'll not heal you. No, he'll heal another.
I'll receive your reward. That's the man right there. Look at these people. They got so much unbelief. They don't know what to do. They're not fazed nor affected by it. Let me tell you, I've learned all. Let me stop from what I'm doing right now and remind you that every time you come to church, the devil has spirits there that you've got to press your way over. There's times you got to come out of your corner fighting. Every time you try to praise God, the devil will tell you to shut up. He'll tell you to sit down. He'll try to keep you from rejoicing. He'll try to keep you from praising God. You can tell how bad some people want to have church. You can tell how bad some people want to have church. That's why you're so successful. Oh, yes, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, we have one here to recognize called Unconcern. Unconcern. This here he is. Unconcern. Unconcern. Here is a certificate of award presented to Unconcern. You kept folks unmoved. You kept them from witnessing. You stopped their mouths long ago. You make them willing to be able to let others go to hell. You've almost eliminated the disease of intercessory prayer. Unconcern, Satan's proud of you. Can you hear me in the back of the building? See? Oh. Because of you, they don't make any response. Because of you, You're there lazy. We can thank you unconcerned for dead services. We can thank you for the fact that people don't respond. We can thank you for the fact that folks don't care enough to worship God and are willing to let somebody else praise God. Oh, yes. They think they're here to be entertained tonight. They think that they're here to watch some drama going on. I want you to know, though you may sniff your nose up at this, there is a real hell, and there is a real devil. He'll reward him for his progress against you. Keep them there. You're the one that have kept them there in their seats while others were praising God. Did you see some running and shouting and praising God tonight? And others sit there with their arms folded. Some sit there unmoved, unaffected by the touch of God. They didn't have enough fire to praise God. It's been said in the conference that their heaven there in Decatur, that it was just the first few rows that praised God. And everybody else just kind of relaxed back there in the back. You're doing a good job, unconcerned. You're doing an excellent job, unconcerned. I want you to know that you're doing what you ought to do. Oh, yes, unconcerned. About him. He's just a fuddy-duddy old man. He ain't nothing. I know one time he used to get up and be a strong voice, but you're strong. You can overcome him. Unconcerned. Notable mention here. It's because of you that there's no missionary burdens. It's because of you there's no response to the needs of the world. Thank you, unconcerned. Receive your reward. Do you have a word you'd like to say?
I don't care what happens tonight. Don't bother me. I feel all right.
Hey! Oh, way to go, unconcerned. Keep up the good work. Oh, we have a certificate of award here tonight to a beautiful gem by the name of Strive. Strive. Strive, where you at? Strive. Oh, let's hear for Strive. Oh, keep up the good work. You kept folks fighting. You kept things stirred up. You kept things stirred up. You kept folks too busy fighting to have church. Oh, and thank you for creating the spirit of competition. Thank you for creating contention. It's because of you we have confusion. You are a destroyer of unity. You have brought division at home and abroad. Where you are, we are all welcome. Your goal is that the body of Christ will kill its own self. Oh, hey, listen to me. We're having a presentation here tonight. I want you to listen to me. You make some fuss and argue about things that are not even essential to soul salvation and break fellowship over it. I want you to know we're proud of you. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
It's all right if you kill your brother. God don't care. He'll make another.
Hey! Receive your reward. Satan is proud of you. And now we have an award to present to the beautiful creature, Discouragement. Hey, 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 hey! Discouragement, you're good. You put them home trying to solve their own problems. You put them from worshiping. You kept them from feeling loved and wanted. You kept them blue and with sagging shoulders. You've made them quit testifying. You've made them quit singing. I want you to know that Satan is proud of you. Satan is proud of you. I want you to know. I want you to know that you have even been effective on some preachers. You tell them that if no one receives the Holy Ghost this week, that they're out of the will of God and they need to pull up stakes and go someplace else. Discouragement, Satan is proud of you. Do you have a word that you would like to say?
Nobody loves me. I'm feeling so blue. You just as well quit church. That's what you ought to do.
Yeah, you might as well quit church. Receive your reward. Hallelujah. And now we have a presentation to greed. Greed. Listen to this. I want you to hear what I have to say. Because of you greed, some folks hate the tithe box. And they hate the offering pan. Because of you, they keep their money in their own pocket. You are helping churches go broke. You're helping churches go broke. You're putting evangelists off the field.
What?
You're putting evangelists off the field. How? Because times are hard. You've made them think that their wallet is more important than their souls. They're too busy making money to go to church. They're too busy getting a second job to find themselves at church every night. Greed, Satan's proud of you! Do you have anything to say, Greed? Do you have something you would like to say to this congregation? Yeah, your wallet comes first. And your soul comes last. Just keep it to yourself and brother, you have a blast. Hey! Receive your reward! We have a certificate of award to present to bitterness. Bitterness, oh, what a... Bitterness, you are to be complimented because you have destroyed the effectiveness of God's love. You have caused hatred and hard feelings over little things that could have been patched up. Let everybody see the beautiful young lady. Let everybody see the beautiful young lady here. Oh, my dear friend, let everybody see what a beautiful creature bitterness. Bitterness is, it's not as ugly as you think. You have caused wounds that don't heal very often. Because of you, they have criticism. Because of you, they have suspicion and distrust. Because of you, they have unforgiving spirits. Some haven't been able to get the victory over you in a long time. You have caused your converts to lash out at one another. There are some here that have tried to keep others from even joining good godly fellowships. Because of bitterness in their heart. I want you to know that you have done an excellent job. Satan's proud of you. Oh, congratulations. Take your pom-pom. Oh, Satan's proud of you. Receive your reward. Do you have anything to say?
Yes. I hate your guts, you dirty liar. I hope you go to the lake of fire.
Oh! Here's a special team. We have a team this time. The team of false doctrine and fanaticism. False doctrine and fanaticism. Give them a hand. Don't worry about them. Some little jackass think they're going to help the world and defeat the devil. But we'll be here when they're dead and gone. First of all, false doctrine. I want you to know, baby, you're smooth. Our false doctrine, because of you, they arrest the scripture to their own destruction. You are accredited with beguiling unskilled in the word. You have spread half-truths. You make more converts than all the one God churches in the world. Hey, looky here. You are to be personally thanked for the Trinity doctrine. You are to be personally thanked for the doctrine of only believe. You are to be thanked for the Adam doctrine. You are to be thanked for the Branham doctrine. You are to be thanked for the serpent seed doctrine. You are to be thanked for the doctrine of annihilation. You are to be thanked for the doctrine of no hair. You ought to be thanked for the stone pile doctrine. You ought to be thanked for the charismatics. You were a genius when you come up with that. And if you fail, if you can't get him to go and sin, you got your twin brother who makes them get so holy and spiritual that they go off into fanaticism. Fanaticism, Satan's part of you. You've caused many people to believe they're the only ones saved. You've made them believe nobody's holy but them. You made them believe that they're the standard for everybody. You made them believe that they're holier than thou. That, you've got some that are so spiritual, they won't allow their people in their church to go fellowship other churches because they're afraid of negative influences on their people. Fanaticism, Satan's proud of you. You've given some such an independent spirit, that they think that the whole world is wrong, but them. You've made folks believe. You've conned them suckers into believing. If you like it, it's wrong. If you like it, it's wrong. Fanaticism, Satan's proud of you. Receive your reward. Paul Stockton, do you have a word you'd like to say?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you believe. Open your heart and just receive.
Fanaticism, do you have a word you'd like to say?
Yes, sir. I tell folks what they like to hear. You're the holiest person I've ever seen. You're really good. You know what I mean?
Oh! And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have here an excellent creature by the name of Truth Rejector. Oh, Truth Rejector, Satan is proud of you. Because of you, Truth Rejector, some have ears to hear, but they don't hear. You make them only hear their favorite preacher. Truth Rejector, you cause people to believe only what they want to believe. Only what sounds good and convenient to them. Truth Rejector, I want you to know, because of you, there's not very many open pulpits around the country. Because of you, there are many that are fearful to unburden their own souls in a public church. And are only anywhere except in their own home church. You have made light of the new birth. You have made a mockery out of holiness. You have effectively smothered worship. I want you to know Satan is proud of you. Would you have a word you'd like to say?
Don't believe what you hear tonight. Don't believe what you hear tonight. Just do what you want to. It's all right.
Receive your reward. A truth projector, just a minute. I have a bulletin here that just came to my office today, and it was sent from the, from you. Oh, yes, pardon me. It was sent from the head paparazzi. You know who that is. And it was said that there's been a notice here, a bulletin, that there's been special services going on in Decatur, Alabama, of which we've been getting an awful lot of flack here lately. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just really hurting our cause real bad. As a matter of fact, it says right here, it says right here how much damage that Mr. Garrett did to our cause this afternoon. What do you think of Mr. Garrett's message? What do you think about Mr. Garrett's message? What do you think about Mr. Coon's message? What do you think about Mr. Evans' message? What do you think about Mr. Wade's message? Ah, fooey with it. Truth rejectors. We have here an award to present to Excuse Maker. Excuse Maker. Excuse Maker, you have kept folks away when they should have come. It says here that you have made people reject their own help. You have invented the headache. You have invented the cold. You invented the flu. You invented the flat tire. You invented snow. You invented rain on Sunday morning. You invented company that comes. I want you to know, Excuse Maker, Satan is proud of you. Don't worry about it. One man can't handle the devil.
No.
One monkey don't stop no show. You got anything you'd like to say, Excuse Maker?
I'm kind of sick. You know, it might snow. Anything to stay home and watch my TV shows.
Woo! Receive your reward. We have here the darling of our crowd, Carnality. Carnality, you have taught them to live on mechanics. Carnality, you've taught them that they can worship without consecration. You have made sourness acceptable. They're not listening to me. They're watching somebody else, so don't worry about that. You have destroyed holiness. You have destroyed testimonies. You have robbed churches of their glory. You have robbed them of their young people. You gave us long-haired boys. You brought in modesty to the house of God. Satan's proud of you. You've made people think more of Pac-Man than Lost Man. You've made them love pleasure more than they love God. You have brought worldliness into the church. You are fun to be with. Satan's proud of you. Do you have a word that you would like to say?
You can be happy. There's nothing to it. Just remember, if it feels good, do it.
Receive your reward. And now, we have one more, a certificate of award presented to our prize. A main man, Leah DeCia. Leah DeCia, it says here on your credentials that you are to be congratulated for effectively smothering worship in 1983. Because of you, there are very few amens in churches anymore. Because of you, there are very few hallelujahs. Because of you, people don't respond to preaching anymore. Because of you, we have quiet prayer rooms. Because of you, we have disrespect. Because of you, we have irreverence. Because of you, we have a rebellious generation. Because of you, we have deacon boards. Because of you, we have preacher killers. Because of you, we have false worship. Because of you, we have gospel rock. Because of you, we have organizational boundaries. Because of you, we have the spirit of compromise. You've made some afraid to rock the boat and preach the truth like it really is. So they're content to live in compromise and make their people put up with the devilment where they're at to. All Laodicea, you are to be thanked. You are to be thanked for making divorce and remarriage acceptable. You are to be thanked for salaried pastors. You are to be thanked for making church hopping acceptable. I want you to know, Laodicea, you are the inventor of seasonal saints and snowbirds. You are the one that caused folks to lose their love for the truth. And you have made some churches look like the world. Laodicea, we thank you. We thank you. Satan is proud of you. Do you have a word you'd like to say?
Well, yes, Mr. MC, I'd like to say, first of all, on behalf of all the folks here tonight, the Ward's Banquet has been a beautiful and lovely Ward's Banquet. And I should say I'm very proud of all my friends and cohorts here tonight. And I have a little short saying I have that I prepared for my award tonight. And it goes like this. Kill these people. Damn their soul. To the lake. They must go.
You know what? They can't have church with you here. They can't have church. You're too strong. You can't have church. 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 You big bunch of dummies. You're responding to something that you see here tonight. But in the real spiritual realm, there is a real devil. There is a real devil that's fighting against you and suppressing you. I say we run the spirits out of here. We run the devil out of here. We get the spirits out of here. We rid these places of the work of God and let God's power and let His Spirit loose appear. Well, let me tell you something right now, mister. You've seen the last of an MC for a hell's a war backward. You're looking at a God called apostolic preacher. He's got fire in his eyes. He's got sparks in his heart. He's got his ethics, church. He hates the devil with every ounce of blood within his soul. If the church of God ever needed to prevail, it's today. If we ever need a victory, it's now. If we ever need a touch of God, it's now. Hell? Hell? I'm here to serve you notice that I'm sick and tired of Satan being proud of us. I'm sick and tired of Satan being proud of our worship, of Satan being proud of our holiness. Oh, yes, I am. Hell may be strong, but heaven's stronger. Greater is He that's within you than we that's in the world. The book still means what it says. When it said, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I want God to be proud of me. I want God to be proud of you. I want heaven to be happy. I'm tired of hell being happy. It's time heaven got happy around here. We might as well close this Comfort Zone Heaven Church. We might as well leave here with a little spring in our heels. Saying, devil, I want you to know I'm going home with a victory. I'm going home with the power of God. I'm going home with the fire. I'm going home with a zeal. I'm going home with a touch of God in my soul. It's time we made war on divisions. We can't overcome. We can't overcome. Rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. You have to get mad to keep fighting. Oh, yeah. Our little old patty cake, once in a while, don't always cut the mustard. We sit and we cry in some of our services in our church and thank God for it. I believe in depth and consecration. If all you've got is just yourself and no consecration, you're shallow. But there better be some times of passing through to victory. There better be some times when you can swallow the thing and say, devil, I hate you. There's some here tonight that's not too proud of me. I don't give a big quack. I just want to go home knowing that the devil wasn't proud of me. Oh, yeah. My desire is that God be happy with me. That God be proud of you. And God be proud of me. I wonder if heaven would be proud of our worship services. I wonder if heaven would be proud of the way we receive preaching. I wonder if heaven would be proud of our personal devotions and our personal consecrations. I wonder if heaven would be proud of our prayer rooms. I wonder if heaven would be proud of our altar services. I wonder if heaven would be proud of our special singing. I wonder if heaven would be proud of our hallelujahs. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Grace did much more abound. Brother Coon, will you help me tonight, please? Come here just a minute. Can I get you to come here? Brother Schaefer, come here. Come here. You're the biggest man I can find in this building. Come up here, Brother Coon. Hurry, please.
Come on this side. Let me tell you, you can live for God if you want to live for God. Let me make this man the Lord right here. You just imagine this is the Lord. The book said where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Don't tell me that the devil's pushing on you and trying to shove you over and you can't stand up when you've got the Lord here to help hold you up. I've got the Lord behind me holding me up. You can push all you want to, devil, but I don't have to fall unless I want to fall. I don't have to give in unless I want to give in. I don't have to quit unless I want to quit. You ain't going to push God around. You won't push the Lord around. You might push me, but you're not pushing God. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Let's worship the Lord, shall we? Thank you. I don't know if you know what it means, but I've had to learn to plead the blood. I've had to learn to let tears go down my cheek and say, my God, help me. Jesus' name. I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you, devil. Oh, God, help. Give the victory, Lord. Oh, Satan, you're a liar. I don't believe it. Get out of here, devil. Get out of here, devil. Oh, God, I gotta have victory. We need deliverance. We need the touch of God. Hell, we're here to serve you. Notice that we intend to have church in spite of you. I read in the old book where it said the sons of God gathered together and Satan came also. We're used to having church with you here, devil. Ah, yes we are. Don't think just because you're giving us a hard time that we're not going to overcome you. We might press on through tonight. We may not get what we want right now, but we shall overcome. We will get victory. We will become victorious. Some of you sitting on the meeting in this conference, I want you to know Satan's been proud of you. Some of you not responding unless it was for your favorite preacher. Satan's proud of you. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's all profitable for doctrine. Some of you never worshiped in this meeting. The only reason you're standing now is so you can see Satan's proud of you. Get out of my way, devil. Get out of my way, devil. It's time you woke up and saw what the devil's doing to our churches. It's time we saw the spirits that was creeping into our churches. And look at every one of these little devils here. And say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. That's why when your pastor stands up and you see fire in his eyes and he rolls up his sleeve, don't you sit there. You get up and say, God, give my preacher enough guts to preach the word. Instead, you make your preacher pull the whole load by himself. I know of a poor preacher in South Bend. I really don't even have any fellowship with him. But the man has been going, this is the third week of being in the church fasting. Fasting. Not even staying there from daybreak until nearly midnight. Deprived himself of his own family. Had gone out to eat with them and the relationship with his own children and babies. And finally he came home one night and his wife said, well, honey, you tell me. What good is it doing you? You're fasting and wearing yourself down to nothing. You're nothing now but skin and bones. And you get up to preach and they just sit there and look at you. You don't even get one amen. Nobody lifts their hands and worships God. You tell me what good is it doing you? It's pitiful when you've got a preacher who would like a touch of God and who would like a move of God in his midst. And there's people out there who Satan is proud of. We're laborers together. This is not just my sled, it's your sled too. If we pull it to the top of the hill, we can ride back down. I don't want Satan to be proud of our fellowship. I don't want him to be proud of our churches. I don't want him to be proud of our ministries. I don't want him to be proud of our standards and our principles. But I believe it's time heaven got proud of us. When we feel that touch from the glory world and the presence of God sweep over our souls, oh, it's just heaven saying, I'm proud of you. I got a little chorus I want to sing here tonight, and it goes something like this. Where's the man at that plays the organ? Where's the man at? Well, Tim's spell backfired on me. I don't know where he is. Look out, Satan, look out. For I come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan. Look out. Ah, hallelujah. Come on, let's sing this song here. I don't know how long it takes to get wound up here, folks. If you gotta plug it in, plug it in. If you gotta crank it, crank it. Oh yeah. If you gotta holler, holler, do what you gotta do. Look out, Satan. Look out. I'm not coming to you on my own might. But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not my name. It's not your name. But the name of Jesus is the only name. It's the only name. At the name of Jesus, every knee's got to bow. Every tongue's got to confess that He is Lord. Come on.
Yeah. You got to look out, Satan. Look out. Look out, Satan. Look out.
Well, I come to you
in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan. Look out. Oh,
well, look out, Satan.
Look out.
Look
out, Satan. Look out. Father, come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Look out, Satan, look out.
Father, come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, everybody sing it out. Look out, Satan, look out.
Well,
look out, Satan, look out. Well,
come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Look out, Satan, look out.
Look out, Satan, look out.
I'll come to you in the name of the Lord.
Look out, Satan, look out. Look out, Satan, look out. Look out, Satan, look out.
I'll
come to you in the name of the Lord.
Look out, Satan, look out. Oh, you gotta look out.
Look out, Satan, look out. I'll come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Oh, you gotta look out, Satan,
look out. Look out, Satan, look out. I'm calling you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Oh,
look out, Satan, look out.
You gotta
look out, Satan, look out. I'm calling you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Oh,
look out, Satan, look out. Look out, Satan, look out. I'm calling you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Look out,
Satan, look out.
Look out,
Satan, look out. Oh, come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Oh.
Look out, Satan, look out. Look out, Satan, look out. Oh, come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out. Look out, Satan, look out. Look out, Satan, look out. Oh, come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out.
Oh.
Look out, Satan, look out. I'm calling you in the name of the Lord.
right, brother. We're going to sing it loud. Now, you ready? You better look out, Satan, look out. You better look out, Satan, look out. All the time to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out. Everybody, look out,
Satan, look out. Look out.
You know what? Some of you singing the song don't know what you're singing about. You're sitting there singing a song and Satan got you bound. Huh? He got you all bound up. You know what we're singing about? If Jesus set me free, why should I be bound? Huh? If Jesus set me free, why should I be bound? If Jesus gave me feet to walk, why should I stand still? Oh,
look out, baby, look out. You better look out, baby, look out. Oh, baby, look out. Look out, baby, look out. Oh, you better look out, baby, look out. You better look out, baby, look out.
Oh, my God. Look out, Satan, look out. You know what he don't like? He don't like for you to lift up the name of Jesus. Huh? He don't like for you to lift up the name of Jesus. Listen here, sisters. Listen here. You got a lot of space back there. You can shout and dance and have yourself a time. And nobody hurts you. Amen. We're fixing to sing this little song. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. I want some of you sisters that haven't moved in this meeting yet. You get on out there and start worshiping the Lord. Let the power of God fall upon you. Get rid of some of that old pride. Well, bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, you say, I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Of Jesus, how is the name of Jesus?
power in the name of Jesus.